From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Hollywood icon Lauren Bacall has died. The actress who hailed from the industry's golden age was 89 years old. The news came from son Stephen Bogart at the Humphrey Bogart Estate. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Bacall came to Hollywood as a young ingenue and quickly rose through the ranks to become a sultry icon. Her slinky, panther-like grace, topaz eyes, and blonde mane made her a standout. But it was her voice, at once sexy and authoritative, that made studio heads sit up and take notice. Howard Hawks chose Bacall to co-star with Humphrey Bogart in To Have and Have Not. The two ignited on and off screen and became one of Hollywood's legendary couples, despite the 25-year age difference. After Bogart's death in 1957, Bacall would go on to do other movies and appear in several hit Broadway plays, such as Applause, for which she won a Tony. In 2009, she received an honorary Academy Award, quote, in recognition of her central place in the golden age of motion pictures. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
The Obama administration is announcing the deployment of an additional 130 military personnel to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, speaking to troops at Camp Pendleton in California, says the soldiers arrived in the area around the Kurdish capital today, but stressed the U.S. presence there is an advisory capacity.
We're not going back into Iraq in any of the same combat mission dimensions that we once were in Iraq.
The decision indicates the U.S. is continuing to weigh the impact and effects of several days of targeted airstrikes on Islamic State fighters, whether it has helped U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. 130 additional advisors are in addition to other U.S. advisors already in Iraq. Aid agencies say South Sudan is now threatened with the worst famine in decades. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Obama administration is offering nearly $200 million in food aid to the war-torn country.
White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice blames warring leaders of South Sudan's rival ethnic factions, saying their inability to make peace has triggered the worst food security situation in the world. Aid agencies say the looming famine in South Sudan could be the most severe since the mid-1980s, when more than a million people died of malnutrition in East Africa. The U.S. has pledged $180 million in food aid from the Agency for International Development and an emergency reserve maintained by the Agriculture Department. The U.S. is also calling on the President of South Sudan and his political rivals to end their fighting so humanitarian aid can reach those most in need. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's budget deficit at the end of July was $95 billion, a drop of roughly 3% from the same period last year. That was slightly ahead of the level most analysts have been forecasting. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 9 points. The Nasdaq fell 12 points today. You're listening to NPR. The police chief in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri, is saying he is holding off publicly identifying the police officer who shot an unarmed black teen because of death threats. The officer was placed on administrative leave over the weekend after the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Brown's death sparking rioting and protests within the community. Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson says he'd planned to release the officer's name today, but backed off after threatening calls came into the police station. Both St. Louis County and the FBI have launched a civil rights probe into the case. In West Africa, a significant number of the new Ebola infections are among healthcare workers. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Liberia. Infections of doctors and nurses have led to the closure of several major hospitals.
Of the nearly 600 reported Ebola cases in Liberia, 84 of them are among healthcare workers, according to statistics from the Liberian Ministry of Health. Of those medical workers who've been infected, at least 33 have died. Ebola contamination at the St. Joseph's Catholic Hospital in Monrovia led to that facility being shut down. The main public hospital here in the capital, JFK, was also closed due to safety fears, but it's just starting to reopen. One hospital in Sierra Leone also had a major outbreak that claimed the lives of the head doctor and several nurses. In Nigeria, the outbreak there is centered around healthcare workers who treated an infected man who flew in from Liberia. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Monrovia.
Twins are somewhat common in the panda world, but triplets less so. However, that is the case in China, where China's official news agency is reporting a rare triplet birth at the country's artificial panda breeding center. According to Chinese media reports, the three cubs were born July 29th, but the breeders delayed making an announcement until being certain they would live. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.